With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The Supreme Court has agreed to take up a Biden administration appeal over the regulation of difficult-to-trace ghost guns, which had been struck down by lower courts. By a 5-4 vote, the High Court previously intervened to keep the regulation in place during the legal battle. Also, the Supreme Court will hear arguments today in a case out of Grants Pass, Oregon, that has nationwide implications. At issue, the city's prohibition on sleeping outdoors.
The city was ordered by an appeals court to lift its ban, calling it cruel and unusual punishment to prohibit tent cities and sleeping on sidewalks if there isn't enough shelter space. But an attorney representing Grants Pass says growing homeless encampments are unhealthy and unsafe. Municipal leaders say court rulings prevent them from common sense solutions. But housing advocates worry cities would find it easier to arrest people instead of finding them places to live. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNnews.com, former President Trump is heading to court in New York today for opening statements in his criminal trial. Mr. Trump faces a 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. The heart of the case, a routine non-disclosure agreement, with Mr. Trump's attorneys arguing that no crime was committed in what amounts to a business records case. Yale University in New Haven, Connecticut, has joined New York's Columbia University in witnessing raucous anti-Israel protests. Classes at Columbia have gone virtual today as tension and tempers run high on campus. On Wall Street this morning, stocks in positive territory so far. The Dow is up 48 points. The Nasdaq better by 114 points. This is SRN News. Jews begin celebrating Passover at sundown today.
The holiday, which runs for 8 days, commemorates God's deliverance of the 12 tribes of Israel from bondage in Egypt, as detailed in the book of Exodus. The centerpiece of the celebration is the Seder meal, a dinner meant to be similar to the one eaten by Jewish families on the eve of their departure from Egypt. This year, Passover will be observed in the shadow of Israel's war with Hamas and fresh hostilities with Iran. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A lot of Americans are embracing astrology. A new Harris poll finds more than 6 in 10 people say that astrology provides comfort in uncertain times by serving as a reassuring friend for those seeking guidance. Majorities of poll respondents say they have consulted or would consult the stars for self-care or health advice, relationship advice, and for help making major career and life choices. This is SRN News. They're breaking ground today on a $12 billion high-speed interstate passenger rail line between Vegas and the Los Angeles area.
Brightline plans to have trains running by 2028 from just south of the Las Vegas Strip to a commuter rail hub in Rancho Cucamonga, California. The track will be laid in the median of Interstate 15, where motorists sitting in traffic jams would see trains whisk past at speeds comparable to Japan's bullet trains. A Brightline sister company already operates a fast train between Miami and Orlando in Florida. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass and her family not harmed by an intruder who police say broke into the mayor's official residence early yesterday morning. Officers say the suspect smashed a window to enter Getty House, suffered some minor injuries, and was taken into custody without incident. Bass says she is grateful to the LAPD for responding and making the arrest. More details at SRNnews.com.